USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Lawmakers are sparring over efforts in Republican-led states to change election laws.
This is a full-fledged assault on voting rights, unlike anything we have seen since the era of Jim Crow.
During a Senate hearing, that's Democrat Senator Raphael Warnock from Georgia. Meanwhile, Utah Representative Burgess Owens not liking the Democrats' reference to Jim Crow.
It's disgusting and offensive to compare the actual voter suppression and violence of that era that we grew up in.
President Biden is getting a virtual tour of an electric battery facility in South Carolina.
We need charging stations. That's why in this Recovery Act that we just passed, as well as this jobs bill, we're going to build 50,000 of those along all our highways.
Proterra makes electronic transit buses in Greenville, South Carolina, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Newsmax, you like Newsmax. I like it, too.
Trump is right. Millions are tuning into Newsmax TV and going to Newsmax.com for real news. Some polls give Joe Biden a high job approval, even 60%. Now Newsmax is asking if you agree with that. Do you really approve of Joe Biden, his policies, and $4 trillion in spending? And do you think President Trump did a better job? Let us know. Vote in the Newsmax poll right now. Just text the word North to 39747. That's North to 39747. It takes just a minute. Let America know who you like better, Biden or Trump. Tens of millions are watching Newsmax TV, now on all major cable systems, smart TVs, and OTT platforms. And vote now in the Newsmax poll. Just text the word North to 39747. That's North to 39747. Let your voice be heard, and watch Newsmax today.
More than $2 billion in health insurance rebates are expected for more than 10.5 million Americans later this year. Those who bought health insurance on the individual affordable care market could see rebates of around $299 this fall. Those who got insurance on the individual market will either get a premium credit or a check. The hosting carousel continues on a popular game show.
Sportscaster Joe Buck will get a chance to give the answers on Jeopardy later this year. Buck will reportedly take the podium this summer as one of a series of guest hosts for the popular game show. Green Bay Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers recently ended his run as host with Anderson Cooper, Bill Whitaker, Mayim Bialik, Savannah Guthrie, and Dr. Sanjay Gupta in line to host as well. Buck is best known for his work calling NFL games on Fox and 22 of the last 24 World Series. The show has had a number of guest hosts, serving 2 weeks since the passing of longtime host Alex Trebek last November. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Former President Trump is speaking out about the crisis at our U.S.-Mexico border.
In his first sit-down interview since leaving office, former President Donald Trump criticized his successor for changing his immigration policies, leading to the current humanitarian crisis on the border.
It's a horrible situation. Could destroy our country. People are pouring in, but you'll see something as the months go by like you've never seen before. Already it's like you've never seen before. There's never been anything like what's happened at our border. And people are coming in by the tens of thousands. They're walking in. All he had to do was leave it alone. If he left it alone, we were setting record positive numbers, and people would have to come in legally. And you know the other thing that people don't talk about, human trafficking and drugs. That's doubled, tripled, and quadrupled coming in, because that's pouring in right now.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Michigan Democrat Governor Gretchen Whitmer traveled to Florida to visit her father, despite telling her residents in the state not to visit Florida. Michigan lawmaker Thomas Albert noting that Whitmer's strict lockdown measures prevented people from visiting their parents like she did in Florida. Albert saying he does hope for the good health of the governor's family, but adding he's heard countless stories of heartbroken Michiganders who wanted to visit sick family members during the pandemic and haven't been able to do so. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.